flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Them, baby. Black diamonds and pearl.
All right, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who's happy that we have Nas on the intro music?
Come on, man.
It's
hip-hop and Broads.
Hey, 90s, man.
Yeah, Broads. What's up, Broads?
I hate you all. Back for you.
What do you think What do you think about Spike ripping you for what you wear to nice occasions?
Come on, man. If you don't think that's in the back of my mind to bring up afterwards, then
all right. We're gonna do that afterwards.
Yeah. Can I tell a Nas story?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Why do you have a Nas story?
Yeah, I was gonna say
conversation, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. My mother bought me that CD when I was 8, and then she listened to me listening to it, and real quick, that thing went away. I'm sitting there at 8 years old bopping, and she goes, "What the hell did I buy you?" I said, "This thing is beautiful." She took it right back real quick, as if I shouldn't, listen to those type of words at that age. I disagree.
Just so we're clear, that's not a Nas story. That's a Broads story.
Oh, well, it had to do with me.
Yeah, I thought you might like Brandon and Nas.
They were waiting on something that actually had to do with Nas.
Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
Well, this segment sucks.
Yeah.
How do you guys want to go from here?
Well, why don't we do your little flyer segment here?
No.
Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. Well, I'm not happy about this. I'm happy about the team. All right, let's get fired up, baby. After the Cutter Gauthier game, 5-0-1, boys. 5-0-1. Some are saying that's the season changer. I saw Berube in St. Louis midseason flip things around to win a cup. Why not us? An OT winner last night versus Detroit. Risto cleaning up the garbage. You kidding me? Joel Farabee responding to the torch. Healthy scratch. What do you know? As much as I hate it, it always seems to work. Look, there are a few points out of a playoff spot, so am I getting sucked in? Maybe. Now, if the afternoon show was smart, they'd play the full Danny Briere presser in its entirety next segment, so you can hear the Flyers' moves at the deadline, and we can get a little bit more information on how they're going to approach it. Hey, speaking of Joshua Harris, Bobby Brown, game winner, baby!
All right. That's the end of the...
Because you know what? I took a call yesterday, Spike, and they said, why not fly guys in 55? Just so we can get a little bit extra time to really,
55 seconds. Well, here's the thing. We stopped penalizing you for the losses. So here's what I'll say. The minute the Flyers are actually in playoff position, it can go up to a minute. They can't be. You said you're 3 points out of playoff spot. They get into a playoff spot. You go up to a minute.
Don't say three. They're two.
Okay, you said two. All right. Just making sure.
But half the league makes the playoffs. Like, come on.
Yeah. By the way, from a Josh Harris perspective, and I had mentioned, is the perception within the NHL that the Devils are in a better spot than when he bought them in the first place? I would say yes. Right.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know too much about where, like, who the Devils owner was and how much he was respected prior to Joshua Harris. But I'll tell you, he's got the Devils playing good hockey consistently. So that I do know.
They do have a bunch of great young players, right? If I remember correctly when I was up there.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. They're good. They're in a good spot in the Metropolitan. They're 26, 17, and 6 playing good puck. You know what I'm saying?
So you are starting to buy in about this year, them getting into the playoffs and maybe doing a little damage to the Flyers.
Yeah, unfortunately, but they're just going to end up losing like the next 5 games. And then next week, I'm going to sit here and rip them to shreds. So that's what they do, Spike. That's what they do to me.
Well, we have the balance then.
Yeah, it's like the Eagles, right? For example, Saquon takes it to the house, and for about 7 seconds, we believed we could be comfortable. And then before you know it, we were uncomfortable. Welcome to Flyers hockey.
All right. So you said, last week I had mentioned that, you know, Ike went to the Philly Sportswriter Award dinner, and Devin was there, and Robbie E was there, and everybody's all dressed up nice. And I had mentioned that, this wasn't a shot at you. I was just saying that, you know, they say some guys like you and me, right? The tattooed guys are always dressing, you know, in jeans and hoodies and T-shirts. Sometimes when you put on a suit, they go, oh, you clean up nice. And I saw you and I'm just like, I think it looks better in the T-shirt and the jeans.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
And that's what makes me very nauseous as a man, because there's pride in putting on a nice suit. And you know what? Maybe in my prime and I was playing the game and I was walking into the building and it was cold and you could see the breath and it was snowing. I was about to go play a hard 60 minutes of eating pucks and, you know, just making crisp passes. I had a good suit and I walked into that building knowing I got confidence and my hair looks great. No offense, like, but then, you know, I don't have that anymore. I lost it as I got older, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
So you think it's a confidence issue?
You know what it is? I'm into baggy streetwear now, and I'm having a very difficult time marrying the streetwear baggy clothes with the suit and the shoes, and I'm trying to figure it out. So it's a work in progress, and I'm aware of it. I guess the first thing is you got to know there's an issue, and I think there's an issue here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to keep cracking at the door. That's all.
Yep. My advice that you didn't ask for, don't try to marry streetwear and a suit. You're not Jay-Z. Just like, get a suit that fits you and wear a dress shirt. You know, dress shirts that you wear with suits don't have pockets on both sides.
I know. That was Lululemon, to be fair. Very athletic. Yeah. It felt good on the skin.
Right. I got it. It's just, it's not about comfort at that point. It's about, you know, it's about how it looks. So I think you gotta maybe put the J's away with the suit.
No. That's the one thing that's a must. I could work with anything else, but I'm never putting on a pair of shoes that aren't fly ever again in my life.
Also, work on the smile, you know, the little flat line face thing. Come on, you got to get the smile going as well. I mean, there's a lot we got to work on with you, bro.
It was long. All right, we took the picture late at night. I already had my cheesecake and I had my coffee and I kind of hit a wall. What do you want me to do?
All right. When are you on WIP again?
I am on Saturday afternoon following Go Birds. We'll have 4 hours of confidence because the Eagles are going to go kick some ass.
Oh, Birds! Yes. You going to bully any more callers for being dead right about Jalen Hurts or what?
Oh, dude, you're sick. I wake up from a nap after an overnight, and the first text is from Jack Fritz. That caller's the smartest caller I've ever heard in my life. I thought it was Jack who called in.
Bro, something tells me you wouldn't defend a goalie that couldn't stop the puck. So I can't understand your position on this one, but it is what
it is. Jalen Hurts wins. He wins.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yep. He's a winner.
Yep. All right, there he is.
That's all you got to tell him. That's all you got to tell him, bro. He's a winner.
That's right, Ike. That's right.
All right, Broads. You can listen to Broads on Saturday afternoon. Follow him on Twitter at Broads81. We appreciate you, Broads.
All right, brother.
All right, see you, fellas.
All right, there is Hunter Brody, or Broads.
Dudes.
As he's known. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
I'm not sure what's more creepier. Are you guys doing a Blue Chew commercial or Herb on a first date?
We'd like to marry those two.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Could you lower it a little bit? I mean, it was creepy with John Johnson at 5 a.m., but you guys are taking it to a new height.
It's not creepy, bro. This is life.
This is, man.
We're just trying to help people out.
You know what it's like, Jim.
Yeah.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Could someone wake me up from my nightmare? Listen, my wife won't wake me up. I mean, she's an Eagle fan, so she'd rather put a pillow over my head.
There you go.
But, yeah, exactly. I'm rooting for the Commies, first time in my life. So let's go Commies. But, you know, let's not turn the ball over like the Packers and the Rams. You know, because that's how they lost.
Wait a minute. I am interested in this. I'm so rarely interested in what you have to say, but this time I am interested. What? So as a Cowboy fan, how do you go about deciding who you want to win on Sunday?
And the Commanders are supposed to be your number one rival.
Yeah, this sounds fraudulent.
The lesser of two evils, okay? Okay, I'm going with the Commies, the Commodores, because, listen, it's a one-shot year. The Eagles, after this year, they're done. They're over with next year because
nope.
The players will go.
Nope.
Your injuries will start happening. You got 9 teams next year that are all going in the playoffs you have to play. So your year next year. So if you don't win, boy, let me tell you something. Eagle fans, that's it. You're done. You're over.
I got to ask you this. Since you're the first Cowboy fan that we've spoke to this week, brave enough to call. I mean, seriously, bro.
Always brave enough.
Washington has made it back to the NFC Championship game before you guys have?
I think I saw somewhere online that both Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts were born after the last time that you were in the championship game.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Listen, you go ahead and talk your talk, whatever.
You're about to hire Brian Schottenheimer.
What's wrong with that? Listen, doesn't matter. I don't want Goober. I don't want him anywhere near the Cowboys. I don't want him. You can keep him. He can go on somewhere else. I don't want him. I want a real coach.
Oh, Brian Schottenheimer's going there. Yeah, that's a real coach for you.
And as for you guys talking
Nepo,
about
baby.
The Commanders rush defense.
Takes one to know.
Who's come back? Jonathan Allen is back. He's there to stop your run. So Josh Harris, just do me a favor. When you win on Sunday, don't go down to the field until after the game. Okay? You'll jinx them by going down there early. Just wait until you win, then go down there, okay?
This is sad. I'm just going to –
really is sad.
A Cowboys fan cheering for the Commanders.
Do you ever think we'd be cheering on the Cowboys in any
– It's time to chew it and do it.
That's true. I set myself up for that one.
Yep.
You sure did.
Cowboy Jim, what's your favorite trash TV show?
Okay, I've got a tie right now. It's either Bird's Huddle or Eagles Game Plan. So I think I'll go with Ike in his leprechaun outfit and go with Eagles Game Plan. Goodbye, losers.
That was a good one. You got to give him credit on that one. That was a good
one. Wrong show, though.
Yes. For sure. All right. The good news for Colonial Hyundai, there's a lot of good news. They've been working on that new dealership for a while now. It's finally done. John Ashdale, the Car Czar, team at Colonial, working hard to get it prepared. Their brand new state-of-the-art dealership. It was already faster, easier, and better to buy something at Colonial Hyundai. Now, even better. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. What do you want? You want a Santa Fe? You want a Palisade? You want a Kona? You want a Tucson? They have over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock right now. For a limited time, drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, you're going to get a 3-year complimentary maintenance package and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. You can look at what they have right now on the lot at any time, actually, at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What up, Jay?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to that, and I'm going to ask you a question. I was listening to that clip you gave us about Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
But, you know, if you think about it, you know, the Eagles, they run the ball. They don't, it's not like they can't throw the ball. It's just that they won't throw it. You know, so there's a difference between being able to do something and not doing it, you know. And right now, why would you change the formula if it's working? You know, so, I know the fans and, you know, A.J. Brown, you know, he wants to be able to put his book down, you know, to be a little more involved in the game. But, you know, you just got to go to A.J. and say, listen, man, you and Devontae just hang in there. You'll get your shot. But right now, if you look at the team, we're winning this way. So just hang in there. We'll get to you. But I just think it's just something that the fans really want to see as far as more throwing and things like that, you know. But that was a good point that Shannon brought up, because when you think back to that that whole thing with Elway and everything, 38 years old, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I know Jack, you know, he just wants to see, you know, Air Coryell football.
Well, you know, but there's a difference between Air Coryell football and 60 total yards of passing, you know, and just here's what I'd say, though, is like we're talking about John Elway in the last year of his career after he had played 17 years of football, like sort of hanging on. We have Jalen Hurts in his prime. Right. Mm-hmm. So I thought about whether to say it. I don't agree with you. It's about not wanting to and not can't. I think there is a little of both. I don't think they believe they can throw the ball as efficiently as they want to. And I think that's why they're running as much as they are. I do think they have the best running back in the league, but I also think he's 27 on a 3-year deal after playing on the MetLife Stadium turf for 6 years. I don't think they wanted to have him touch the ball 400 times this year and potentially, you know, have him not be effective or not nearly as effective next year or the year after. So I think there is an aspect to them not being able to do it as well as they want to. But yeah. I have accepted that, and this is the way, this is their best chance of doing it right now. So I think it is what it is. We're going to see if it works or if it doesn't. But I don't necessarily believe in the, well, why would we pass it because we can just run it? It's not like every Saquon run goes for 75 yards, you know? And it would be easier for him to run it if we passed it better. But it is what it is. We are where we are.
And that's, you know, I watched Josh Allen last week. You know, he threw for 127.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts threw for 128. But the common denominator was running game, quarterback threat with his legs, and no turnovers.
Well, then, let me ask you, if their numbers are similar, why do you think Josh Allen is the favorite to win the MVP and Jalen Hurts is not even close to that? Like, what is your perception that in the difference between the two?
Well, first of all, stature. You know, one guy's 6'5", 6'6", the other guy's about 6 foot, 6'1". You know,
so they're giving it to him because he's tall?
Vision, and here, I'll answer your question this way.
Yeah.
Every quarterback has vision. Their vision is different. You can ask six different quarterbacks if a guy is open, and you'll get six different answers. You know, so I'll go as far as to say Josh Allen's vision about what he sees in terms of a guy being open or being able to throw him open is different from Jalen.
Can you just say it's better?
I don't like the word better because I got to go with different, because Josh Allen's record is not that much better than my Eagles. You know, and Josh Allen's never been to a Super Bowl.
No, but in the playoffs, Josh Allen's thrown 25 touchdowns, I think, and 4 interceptions.
Yeah, right.
In his career.
What has it done? What has all this great stuff that Josh has done? It's not led him to a Super Bowl. My guy has a Super Bowl appearance, so I can't keep calling guys better than him when they haven't done what my guy does.
All right.
Or is done. Whether it's a team game or, you know, whether the team did it, I don't care. What I saw in that Super Bowl from my guy a couple years ago, yeah. I said, we got something special here.
Well, what about what you've seen since that Super Bowl?
Think about it. Four coordinators.
No.
And going to have one. And by the way, Kellen Moore is going to lead this year. We're going to have 5 coordinators.
Why do you think?
So that's changing every year. Okay. That's like somebody coming to WIP every year and changing your format.
So let me ask you this. Last question. Do you think Josh Allen does anything better than Jalen Hurts?
When you say better.
Better. Yeah, look, man, we can, let's put it this way. Let me ask you this. Do you think Saquon Barkley is a better runner than Kenny Gainwell? Do you think he does things better?
Do I think he does things better?
Yes.
I would have to go as far as to say, overall, Saquon is the best athlete.
Then let me ask you this. Does Saquon do anything as a running back better than Kenny Gainwell?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. So we can admit that some players are better than other players. So I guess my question is, what does look, I am cheering for Jalen to win the Super Bowl, but you brought up Josh Allen as they're the same. Does Josh Allen do literally anything better than Jalen Hurts?
He doesn't win better than Jalen.
No. So. I'm talking about on the football field skills, how he plays. Does because he's won more playoff games than Jalen. Like he's played better in the playoffs than Jalen. He hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, but also he plays in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes. So I just again I want to say, just does Josh Allen do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
If back in the day they had the superstar competition with all the quarterbacks, they run around,
won't say
games and throw balls.
Won't say
okay,
it.
Josh Allen would be.
Does Lamar Jackson do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
Say it again?
Does Lamar Jackson do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
Again, both all these guys you're naming.
So no. Does Joe Burrow do anything better than Jalen Hurts? I'm just talking about skills. Does Joe Burrow do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
This argument is crazy.
No, it's not. You know, it's not. You know why it's not?
It's not crazy for one side.
You know it's not, Jay? Because when teams are assessing which players they'd want, what they don't do, I'm sure winning is part of it. Hey, that guy's a winner. But they also look at how they play and their skills. So when you were to ask, when they're deciding who they draft, they look at their skills, right? So I'm just asking, does aside from winning, does Joe Burrow do anything on the football field better than Jalen Hurts?
I'm going to answer your question. Here's a quick comparison. Does Dak do anything better than Jalen?
Yes.
Do I want Dak on this team other than
That's Jaylen? Not what I'm asking. You brought up the comparison. You brought up the comparison, Jay. You see what I'm saying?
I brought the comparison of winning.
No, but winning is a team. Winning is a team thing. Winning's a team thing. But
exactly.
What's your?
I'd rather have my guy in a team thing as opposed to those other guys.
You would rather have Josh Allen not on the Eagles than Jalen Hurts?
I would rather have this guy.
That's insane.
Doing what he's doing right now.
That's insane.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
Right. The Eagles don't agree with you either.
I'm not choosing my guy because he has the better, stronger arm. He can make
he's
that ball.
Good at throwing and running.
I don't care about right. that.
Boy, right. I wonder if he could have beat the Giants and the Niners in 22 right. to make right. the Super Bowl.
We gotta get to Baldy. Hey, Jay, I appreciate the call. What is your, for next question today, what is your favorite trash TV show?
Oh, man, listen, anything Tyler Perry. You know, I can't even think of all of them. Oh, that's
yeah, that's yeah. Cool. Just say anything, Tyler Perry. Right. That's good.
All right, Jay.
Are you two done,
dude? I was letting it go, and then he's like, you know, both Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts had the same amount of yards last week, and
he did.
I know he did, but nobody is walking around this week going, boy, Josh Allen played his best game of the year. Do you know what I mean? No, nobody said
that. Do you think anybody's saying Jalen played his best?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like that. I think what people are, I think the comparison people make is Jalen has that game, and people are like, "Oh, Jalen didn't play well," and then Josh Allen had the game that he had, mm-hmm. and everybody's going, "Ooh, everyone's saying Josh Allen played really, really well," and I don't think anybody's saying that. Yeah, that was a great game, you know, but I don't think anyone is saying like, "Boy, Josh Allen lit it up" or anything. You know, so that's all. I didn't want to do this today.
But you're so easily pulled in.
I am. I was letting them go. All right.
You got to let these fans love their quarterback.
I do.
Man.
I want
now
them
I
to
know
love
you guys
them.
Don't. You guys yes. don't let the fans love their guy, man.
Right.
You guys want to tell them that they're crazy.
Here's my rule. Here's
yes.
my rule.
Let these fans
for the
love
next,
their quarterback.
For the next 2 hours and 7 minutes, I will not disagree with anything that any caller says about Jalen.
And from Fritz to Six, also
yes.
no Jalen
yes.
ever.
There you go. That is our promise to you. Happy January 22nd day. All right. Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.